This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. As many of you know, the Church of the Eternal God in the United States, as well as our corporate associates in other parts of the world, are dedicated to preaching and teaching the truth of the Bible. And we are not preaching and teaching pagan traditions which are derived from human imaginations. In our statements of belief, we point out that our doctrines and practices are based upon a literal understanding of the teachings revealed in the entire Bible. We believe that the scriptures of both the Old and the New Testaments are God's revelation of His will to man, inspired in thought and word, and infallible in the original writings. That said, scriptures are the supreme and final authority in faith and life, the source of truth, and the foundation of all knowledge. We also point out that the major doctrines of the Church are those which were taught by Herbert W. Armstrong, derived from the biblical teachings as followed by God's faithful servants, and originally established by Jesus Christ through the founding of His Church in the time of His chosen early apostles. Since we are to increase in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, we are committed to review and alter any of our teachings if and when proven to be wrong by the Bible. So we make reference to Herbert W. Armstrong. And many have asked us, who was Herbert W. Armstrong? Now, I wrote an editorial, and you can find this in our weekly updates, and they are all posted on our websites. This editorial was written in January of 2013, and this is what I wrote, and the title was Herbert Armstrong and His Legacy. On January 16, 1986, Herbert W. Armstrong died. Who was Herbert Armstrong? Many of you know that he was a late founder of the Worldwide Church of God and many other national and international organizations. But many may also know that he has been described and labeled in just about every way imaginable. He has been viewed as a prophet, an apostle, the Elijah to come, a saint with almost superhuman insight, who spoke and wrote under godly and unalterable inspiration. Some have actually given him a godlike status, just falling short of worshiping him. Others have condemned him as a false prophet, a wrong teacher, who perverted the gospel. They have accused him of the most gruesome personal sins and shortcomings. Who was Herbert Armstrong? When they received the news of his death, political leaders and dignitaries from around the world responded and called him a giant man, who did an important work, and whose good deeds were felt in many corners of the world. He was described as a great spiritual leader, a great man of vision, who led a life of benevolence, altruism, and the drive for better understanding among peoples. He was referred to as a man truly dedicated to the cause of serving humanity, whose death constituted an irreplaceable loss for the world at large. He was especially called, among others, a friend of Israel, Thailand, and China. All these quotes which I have just given you were actual writings from political leaders and dignitaries which we received when Herbert Armstrong died. I go on to say in this editorial, some accused of him of being in for the money, and of ulterior motives, of being a racist who advocated war, not peace. Prior to his death, the King of Belgium gave him a special watch to honor him as one of four individuals who had made the most significant contribution toward world peace. He was called an ambassador for world peace and a builder of bridges between the nations. At one time, he was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. So who was Herbert Armstrong? I go on to say the answer is simple. He was a man with a nature like ours. See James 5, verse 17. He made mistakes. He sinned, repented, received forgiveness from God. However, he was not guilty of any of the accusations alluded to in this editorial, which have been launched by ill-informed or malicious people who distort and lie about the truth. and I can assure you of that, having worked in the church's legal department at the time for many years as an attorney, and having seen a lot more than most of you will ever see, and none of the allegations, some of those which were brought against him, was ever substantiated by any credible evidence whatsoever. But I go on in the editorial to write, yet Herbert Armstrong was no Superman, and most certainly not a godlike being. He himself thundered against that notion in sermons, hitting the desk with his fist for emphasis. But he was also not a false prophet or a wrong teacher. Rather, he was an apostle, one who was sent. That's what the word apostle means, to preach powerfully this gospel of the kingdom in all the world as a witness to all the nations. Read Matthew 24 and verse 14 for support. He didn't speak or write with godly infallibility, and he was willing to change when proven wrong. But he restored, as no other individual during his lifetime, fundamental truth and biblical values to the Church of God. In a member letter dated January 12, 2006, I wrote the following about Herbert Armstrong. Mr. Armstrong was a remarkable man. I remember how he encouraged all of us in one of his last sermons to continue learning and overcoming. Those who think and teach that the fullness of God's truth was restored to the church during Mr. Armstrong's life refuse to follow one of Mr. Armstrong's most fundamental instructions, that of change, when one is found to be wrong. But I also wrote this. Mr. Armstrong would be the first to dismiss, with his thundering voice, the concept that the church should ever refuse to continue to preach the gospel into all the world. Where does this leave us today? The work which God began in these end times through Herbert Armstrong must be continued by God's true servants. But Mr. Armstrong warned the brethren before his death that a falling away from the truth would occur in the church. It has occurred, and as we all should know, it is not over yet. A big falling away is still prophesied to occur prior to Christ's return, a falling away from the truth. And we see the beginning of this development already in several corners. I go on to say in this editorial, I would like to close with these concluding words from the January 20 or 2006 member letter and pray that those who mislabeled Mr. Armstrong in any way begin to uphold and follow what Christ led him to do. Mr. Armstrong is dead, but Christ is very much alive. You might want to read Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 16 for proof. The truth that was revealed continues to be taught and grows among those who are faithful to the head of the body, Jesus Christ. It is a living Christ who cleanses his church and prepares it for his coming. Again, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 to 27 tells you that. Those who follow Christ will have made themselves ready when he returns. And again, for reference purposes, Revelation chapter 14 and verse 4 and Revelation 19 and verse 7 tell you that. So far, my editorial. You know, I have been talking about the truth of the Bible. And I have been talking about the fact that we in the Church of God, the Church of the Eternal God, and our international organizations and affiliates are dedicated to preaching the truth of the Bible, the full counsel of God. And when we have made mistakes and we become aware of them, we will repent and we will change. We know that it is Jesus Christ, the head of this church, whom we have to follow. But what about the Bible? How can we know that the Bible is actually God's true word? Now, we have prepared a free booklet, The Authority of the Bible. And it's free for the asking. And you can receive a free copy of it. You see, you need to know whether the Bible is actually God's word, whether you actually have to obey it, whether you actually have to follow it, whether you actually can believe it. Unlike Hollywood's make-believe movies about the Bible which are terribly wrong and false and inaccurate, and which only confuse rather than support God's Word. Please read this booklet, The Authority of the Bible. There are much in it. Much proof is given to you to really convince you that the Bible is God's true word. For instance, past historic events, prophecies which have been fulfilled, prophecies which are still going to be fulfilled. But most importantly, if you live God's way as revealed in the Bible, you will become a different person, much more happy, much more relaxed, much more faithful, knowing that what God promises you will come to pass if you follow Him. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.